It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying the miracles of Jesus Christ. He did in the New Testament. Here is another miracle. They brought one man to Jesus Christ. And this man was a demon possessed as well as he was dumb. Jesus Christ cast that demon out of that man, and instantly that man started speaking. And the people who were standing around, they start saying, "We never saw this miracle in Israel," and they marvel. This story is given in Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 32 and 33. When you read these stories, you believe that these miracles happened when Jesus Christ was in this world. I believe in my heart, Jesus Christ has given the power and authority to each and every believer. We have to use this authority in the name of Jesus. God did so many miracles when He was on earth, and He is doing miracles today. We have to use God-given authority. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has given us authority to use it for the glory of God. I will give a couple of examples what God is doing in our ministry. One day one man came to me and said, "Come to our church. There is a one lady, she is demon possessed. We tried and prayed and nothing happening. Could you please come and help us?" I went there. This lady was a missionary sent to Africa. When she came back, she could not say a word or smile. She was not able to read the Bible or pray. So they knew that she is demon possessed. This story is very big, but I'm going to tell you in short. I just prayed for that lady, cast out that demon in the name of Jesus, and instantly that lady was healed and starts speaking, start reading the Bible, start praying, and start singing, and went back for the ministry. What I'm trying to say, God is doing miracles today. I went to Russia, and there were two boys, ages were 12 and 10, and they were sitting in the stadium, and one man comes to me and says, "These boys, they are dumb and deaf. Could you please pray for them?" I said, "No, I cannot interrupt the service." I said, "I will pray for these children after the service is over." I rebuked the demonic forces coming against these children and used the name of Jesus Christ. Instantly, these children were completely healed and start praising God and glorifying God. What I'm trying to say, God does miracles today. There was a one man, married man, and got demon possessed. Stopped talking and was completely dumb. his father brought him to one place. And the lady came and said, I have this guest, they are Hindus, but they heard the miracles are happening in your church. Could you please come and pray for these people? This story also is a big story, but I'm going to cut it short. I just went there and asked those people, do you believe Jesus can do miracle? They said, we believe, that's why we came here. I said, Jesus Christ is going to heal your son for his glory. I put my hand on his head. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And I cast that demon out in the name of Jesus. Instantly, this man started praising God and glorifying God. What I'm trying to say, Jesus did these miracles 2,000 years ago, but he has given us authority and power. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, the word of God says, Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. And he has given us the same authority and same power. If you read in John's Gospel, 14th chapter and verse 12. Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, do you believe that God can do miracle for you? If you believe, you will receive the miracle. Let me pray for you. But before I pray, give your heart to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, then he will use it for the glory of God. All the miracles Jesus Christ did for the glory of God. If you do not want to glorify God, then do not ask miracle. God wants to do miracle for his glory. What you should be doing, as soon as you get healed, delivered, and set free, go to church. Testify what God has done. Start reading the Bible. Start praying every day. And start telling others what God has done. Our God is not a dead God. Book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is a miracle working God. Just believe in your heart. Whatever the problem you are going through, just say, there is nothing impossible with God. Let me pray for you. Put your hand on your body. Whatever the problem you are going through, in your body, sickness or disease or pain, there is nothing impossible with God. I'm going to pray. And God is going to touch you and heal you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I bring all these people to you. Each and everyone who is listening to my voice. I want those people to be healed, delivered, and set free. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is doing miracles today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, start doing the things which you were not able to do before. If you are not able to walk, start walking. If you are not able to use your hand or feet, start using it. If you are not able to see, just open your eyes and see. Do the things which you were not able to do before. I believe in my heart, God has started a good work and he is going to complete it. There is nothing impossible with God. In those days when Jesus did the miracle, people marveled and said, "We never saw this kind of miracle in Israel." Today, the same way the Christian people are saying the miracles are over. But I believe that Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ is doing miracles today. Believe it and receive it for the glory of God. I can tell you so many miracles, but time doesn't permit. I want you to just believe in your heart and act upon it and go to church and testify. If God has done some miracle in your life, you're supposed to tell somebody, because God doesn't do anything that His name will not glorify. Jesus said, the lamb should be kept on the lampstand, not under the table. So that means our life should shine for the glory of God. When people get saved, they never tell somebody that they are saved. So the enemy comes and takes the word of God from their heart. Somebody get healed, delivered, and set free, and they never go and tell somebody, or they never go to church, so they get all problem all over again, and then they do not understand what was the purpose of God in their life and why they got healed. God has called me to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means the salvation message, the same time healing message, and the message of deliverance. And I'm doing it for the glory of God. And I want each and every believer doing the same. So ask God to give you grace, strength, and wisdom to do it for the glory of God. As you use your God-given talent, many people will get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. That's why I tell people, before I pray, what are you going to do if God heals you? And I encourage people, if God heals you, He heals you for His glory. So glorify God in your life.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.